Love Commission. Shachat es habeshet, upasak es hagageres. Upasak es hagageres. I'm sure you take out the word vacharkach. Based on the Gemara, because the Gemara says, "Gemara had a havamin at least." And when it says pasak es hagageres, vacharkach shachat es habeshet, it means ukvar shachat es habeshet. Now the Chesh from the Gemara, we're not going to go into that right now, but the Gemara Havamino, Rav tried to answer that the Mishnah says, Shachat means Kfar Shachat before you were Pasak Gagaris. So they can't say Pasak Vacharkach Shachat if it really means that you shecht the Veshet before. So therefore the Shoinim will take out the Gers of Vacharkach. Then,
yeah.
What? So how could it mean before?
No, yeah, that's the answer.
Then. What's one answer?
It's a good answer.
Though, what's the answer in the Gemara?
Yeah.
I'm not learning the Gemara. I'm just saying that based on what the Gemara had happened, you know, that it was Kfar Shachat, then you can't be Gerz Vacharkach. That's all I'm saying. I'm reading the Mishnah, Vacharkach. I'm saying they're trying to take out this Gerza. Stam Ezbahaz does also.
Yeah.
I'm Rif Rosh. Dvoy Gerz in Vacharkach. Okay. Well, right. That's that. All the Rishayim. Now, here at least it's legit. Yeah. Now you look at it and just like delete it from the mission, like take it out. You know, like say. I wouldn't put it past them. Yeah. Shachat es habeshet. No. Oh, I. Well, let's go. I pass the gagaras. The shachat es habeshet. Fine. I shachat echad mehem v'him timla. At Shemayis, you only shechted one siman. Oi, shehichl is a sack and tak is a sheni. Yeah, you shechted one siman and then you did chalada under the second one, and you shechted upaskai. Shabbi sheiviv, oime neveler, kiva metreifa. Says Rashi. Pasuk geres, hainu ikur, ubehem akai. Now you know this is what you know on behind that pes, right? Rashi's saying that when it says over here, psukas gageres, that's the psul of ikur. Whatever ikur meant before. Over there Rashi said, right? Shia drosu chalado ikur perek shaychet tatran lakul shia imshak day shchita. Mishnayos that we skipped. Yeah, so Rashi, the Mishnah Kula Tanan is our Mishnah. When it says Pesukas Geres, here Rashi in the voice of the and draws Pesukas Geres Hare Ikur. Our Mishnah it says Pesukas Geres. That is, in fact, what Ikur is. That we had different Mahalchim Mishnayim. What is the Pesul Ikur? Mahak said it was a siman that was nishmat nishechted. Rashi wasn't so clear. Tais lived in Rashi. Sakim b'guma. Also the Gansi Reidar. But the Akmam Lefi Rashi, that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a psul shchita of Ikur. That, not everyone learns like that. Some Rishonim learn over here, the Meiri brings down a pshat. I'm so used to touch that. That's the worst, yeah. Oh, now you wake up. I'm Moshe.
You can't like a middle of shit start oohing and eyeing on the computer. You come late, it's out.
I thought you'd still be singing by the time I came.
Yeah. Oh. Yesh mefarshim shemishnu zulin yiniku mishnu yer.
It's nice.
I just said no pulling and eyeing in Moshir. Mefarsh, yeah. In ik heb psikus hager mashal meperak hashayich kotav sheidei hilchshchita veilein etc. The Gemara's kash kol tinei no meaning our mission. That's what he did for pshat. Yeah. Then he says that no, maybe it's not a raya. Our Mishnah doesn't mean psul shchita of ikur. The Gemara before said kulan taninun. The Grash says our Mishnah says the Miri. No, it's a little bit dachuk. Yeah, but it means the Mishnah kisya down. Mishnah kisya down. We're gonna pay dalit or something like that, right? Hay ma'aker potter milach milachasas. So that's what the Mishnah says taninun. Even though Chayri says it would make sense that the Gemara is referring to the Mishnayis, these Mishnayis that discuss the Psul Yishchita and Kul Tininu would make sense that it's talking about these Mishnayis, not Psef Hafar from the Mishnah in what you call Perek Yisei Dam. But okay. But still he says, one second. No, it's okay. Whatever, it's okay. It's made our Mishnah could be talking about that was you Oikil Gams, then they're not Derech Shechita B'chal. One second. That means out of pshat. That means the pesuk of Geras means you not the shechita, not the harav beikur or whatever that is. You pulled it out. Okay, it's not psul ikur. Now we see it might be the gaya in the hamishchol over here. Okay, now, so that's the Mishnah here. Rav Chaykes, Rav Kiva, and Rav Shaviv. What's it then? Is it Trefa or is it Nebela? So now the child is, what case of the Mishnah is Rav Kiva talking about? Rav Kiva says, Rav Shaviv says all these things in Nebela. Rav Kiva says Trefa. Is it going in all the cases or not? And what's the svar b'chal of Rabbi Kiva? Why shouldn't it be nevela? Or is it psul? Why shouldn't it be nevela? Yeah, Moshe. So it'll be like this. The Rishash over here wants to taina that again, Pasha Pshat, Rabbi Kiva going home Mishnah, right? We have four cases in the Mishnah. Or you shecht one and wait till it died. Or hichlid. What? You shecht one simon.
And it dies.
You shecht one simon and then it died, yes. Generally speaking, when you have your shecht, it dies eventually, right? No, that's not what shechita is all about. We're trying to kill the animal. What? Yeah. What? Zok Nereshash. Give the guy a chance. Let him hear him out. Let's see what he has to say. Okay. Says what? Says the Rishash. Yeah. The Pshat and Rabbi Kiva. What Pshat and Rabbi Kiva? Nearly the time. Ha'il v'asa ba hechsher shchita ba'oif. Kiva holds, yeah. Since it was one simon, you shechted one simon. In all the cases of the Mishnah, you shechted one simon. That's enough to matayr medei nevela. That's enough to matayr medei nevela. And he's medamit. Should go vildet sushtel. He's medamit toiz chavtesam and beis. That has a tzad that gabeshut echutz, right? Yeah, b'shut echutz. Rashi that the shachet simenachah b'chutz. Yeah, ancient history. Ancient history. Yeah, maybe it's time for Chazara. It's a shem soon. Yeah, Umar talked about Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara talked about Shrutei Chutz, yeah? Shach Rechsem Rechem Chutz, Rechem Befnim, Rashi is talking about a knife, Yan Sahak, and Taisa says, no, talking about Behema. Mira, Naibe Behema. Okay, you know you shech only one sim and only one sim. Chayish shulde chutz. That's what Bekiva holds. That's enough to retire. Even with shechting one simin, yeah, tell the gazah, right? By behema shechting one simin, it's enough to retire the enevelim. Oh, he says, nafkalei mehakeisha dezois tayras ha behema viha oif. Yeah, wild zachen, yeah. The equally in tumah nema kapirish Rashi. The ma oif yaitzim de tumah b'simen echad af behemakein. By any time the kulu the mash medakim b'shachet simen echad k'hoi gimetar. Ava b'shach. So fizet they say. What's it then? If it was pasak shneim or yechli dam, yeah. Let's say you did. Halada hichlid b'shneyan. And Mish talks about a hichlid as a sakin, tachas a sheni. What about, I mean, you shechted one, yeah? You shechted one simon, and the second one you did by halada. No, is that you on the Mishnah? Shachas a beshet. Shachas a beshet. Shachas echem. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Oy shachr echemem himden a la acheme. So oy sheichel zag and takas hasheni. What does that mean? He's going a shachr echemem, and either you just let it die, or you did chalada on the second simon. Right? That's what Mishnah's talking about. So Meila, what would you say, Rabbi Yisai, if he did chalada on both?
Chalada the first one.
What? Yes. That's read the Mishnah. Yes. Oy, shachar echemem, vehimtin, achemesa. Oy, shehichler, as a saket, as a sheni. What's a sheni? What's the rishon? You shechted one, and then you let it die. Or you shechted one, and tachas a sheni. What's a sheni? Yeah? You did chalada, what?
It's a new case. One case is shachar echemem, oh, the second case is
that
the
second half is a what's Shani?
I mean, you both see money, you put it under both of them.
That's not Shani. Shani means second. Shani means second, not two. Does what? What? Maybe you learned it that way. Fine, but that's one reason why I come to share. No. Not just because it's on the schedule, you know what I mean? Apparently, that's not the reason. It's not for Friday, then come to Friday also. I guess it's not the reason. So, is everyone in agreement that that's what mission means? Good. Baruch Hashem. Chas Hashem. Now, what about if you did it on the tool, Chariz Pashit, if he's there, that it's an availing. Keep his maida, right? Oh.
That is the Mechlekes.
Mechlekes is according to Rashash. Mechlekes is, if you shech one simon properly, and one simon b'psul, is a matari medei nevela. Okay? The Rekiva holds that one simon, he was talking about oif, and he's learning it from oif. According to the second tribe, he learns that from the Hekesh. Yeah? He made his own drash over here. Yeah? He learned from the Hekesh, now Gavitumus nevela. One simon is enough. Okay, that's Machlaikis. Kiva is might at the end. That was Machlaikis originally in Shinshim Kvek. Kiva, Mela, he says it. Mela, he says it. But if you did it to both, then that's Pashit. Even in the half meter, Kiva held it was a Nevela. Okay. Yeah, that's the Rashash. But if you look at the Meiri, and the Mukiyaisa, and the Rimmel on Nil.
Huh?
What? You never heard of the Rimmel on Nil? Well, now you did. What? Got him last week?
What?
Oh, yeah.
You've been Shoshan, Rima O'Neill, Zer Shabba Riri, I don't know, just God. Both of them names that you never heard of, you know. Meiri.
Yeah.
And the Mugiyais.
Yeah.
And their behindness in O'Neill. Okay, so we had, what? I know we had it before, I'm saying it here. No, we're basing, no? Oh. Rav Kiva is not arguing on all the cases of Pasak Argeres, yeah, or Shechat Simenecha Behimtin Achemesa. Only on the last case, where you shechted one simen properly, and the second simen you did the psul, Bachlada. Yeah? What does that mean? Or, he says, not only b'chalada, but even b'shehiya and even b'shehiya and drasa. In other words, that's the Mugiyosef says as well, Paul b'hichlid v'amasha trefi v'amitama, the shechid the gru'a the Mugiyosef leg tzu. You like so a par verter.
That's
a big whole sentence. He adds a few words. Not so complicated. The shechita karua kazais. Oh, the shechita karua kazais. My ilo tam den abeilo.
What, just the last case?
The last case, but he adds to the last case. Lake su. He adds to the last case, shia. And drasa.
Suppose,
not a gram. Right. He's saying because it's a shchit. And then he said, what's the svara? The shchita gerua kazais. So in other words, even though there's a psul in the shchita, again, you shechted one simit, you shechted, I'm sorry. Shchita gerua kazais, ma'ila tam den avail. Yeah? Yeah, it's me. Shchita gerua kazais. You're not the man of veila. The treif is shocked at bishur shasur bachila. Doesn't materas men veil. What then? Kishe nishchita bchalada oy b'shehiya v'drasa. I mean the mukiyaisa. Yeah. Oh, so l'chayra. Same thing as Mugiyaisa, exactly same words. How much word for it? Oh, so it's, the Mashmayis of the Mugiyaisa and the Rimul Nil, and it, maybe it wasn't the Farish and the Miri. So, what?
It doesn't need to be, it could be even too similar.
Okay, I'm about to say that. That's mantor. Yeah. What is he saying? If he's even too similar. It's not because, the Yisrael of Kiva, yeah? It's not because you shechted one simen good. The Yisrael of Kiva is that a shechita gerua kazu, a shechita that was bepaslos, not a shechita that wasn't a shechita, not a grama, like you saw us there before, yeah? That's not going to be matayim b'dei nevela. And the ikur over here, the chara that. The chayr is can only work if ikur just means it, not there shechita. You just pulled it out, not shechita. You cracked it, not shechita. Yeah, the way some pshat rashi test, but everyone said not like that. Yeah. The point is, yeah, shechita gerua kazu. He has evi.
a shechita that was done by psul. He says, just like the loch is, if you have a tray for it, a behemoth has a hole in its lung, yeah? And you shecht it properly, so what's it then? It's matayim midei nevela. Doesn't have tumas nevela. So too, yeah? Says the Rishayim, says Badash Rav Kiva Habamina, that if you shecht the psul, it sounds like tumah both simanim, right? If you shecht b'psul, then it's matayim then avail according to Rabbi Kiva. Just like when you had a pre-existing condition, you had a treifa, and then you shechted it properly. Yeah, it's still matayim then avail hachinami shenishchete b'chalada. Yeah, the lashon rimunil and lashon mukiyaseh. It was nishkita b'psul. Yeah? Huadin k'shenishkita b'chalada. V'chein b'shir. So it was, it doesn't say that it was the last simon. Yeah? It was nishkita b'chalada. No? That sounds like, so it's a whole different look at Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shain was saying. Shad is that a shkita b'psul is not worse than, I mean, I don't know what the sushil is exactly. If it was a treifa and you shecht it properly, it's matayim then avela, even though it's a treifa, somehow the magnet sushil over here, who I did, according to Rav Kiva, if you shecht it a bit b'sol, shechit the geruah kazu, it's enough to matayim then avela. Yeah? That's the chavrut they're saying. And the big nafkamina between the Rishonim and the Rishash is, what's it then? If you did a betu siman, according to them, not the fact that one siman was bekashrus. According to them, pshat is a shechita b'psul has a koyach to retire with an avela. According to Rav Kiva and the Habamina. Okay. The Mimosha in Simon Bey's Icelandic has a problem with Rashi. She does Rashi that Sul in the Mir Basra, Sulim in the Mir Basra, Sheikh, Lada, Rama, Apostles, how much we know, yeah. So Meili asks, so why according to Rav Kiva, Shachat Simen Echad, V'hichlit Tachas Hasheni, why is it only Treifa? Yeah, why is it only Treifa? V'chariz Lagara, V'hichlit V'miyat Basra. Harei, V'hichlit V'miyat Basra, yeah, Hichlid Miyad Basra, it's a nevela, right? According to Rashi, that was a shayla. Hey, cool. We say it's a nevela. Hichlid Shah Miyad Basra. Even though, at that point, the Shechita was finished. Miyad Basra, right? Still, that's how the Gemara is, since it's part of Shechita, whatever it is, it's enough to pass on the Shechita. Correct? Now, so he asks, So if you did, according to Kiva, if you did the Hichlid, the Simit Shani, yeah, where in this case you haven't done a Kasher Shriti, you shechted one Simit properly. Yeah, you shechted one Simit properly. Then you did Chalad in the second Simit. Rav Kiva says, it's time of the Nevela. Yeah? That's it, Makiva? With Roshash? Yeah? So, question is, how could it be better than Hichlid Miyad Basra?
And you just said that they
What? What? Oh, so that's what I'm getting at. All right, so in other words, according to, so that would be Kash on the Rosh Hashanah. According to Rosh Hashanah, you're saying that one simon's enough. That Yechayra, you see, is Yechayra. Right? Chalada shouldn't be better than Simbasa, which is an avail. Yeah? Oh, that's what he says. Pshat is that Reb Akiva holds the time than Avela, it's enough. He doesn't mean on Rishonim, he said it on his own. The time than Avela, it's enough to. Even though it's a possible shechita, you don't need dine shechita time than avela. You don't need dine shechita. You don't need kosher shechita time than avela. And in the ois chavtes, he said, "Well, gemir hilchos shechita rak lahate b'achila." The dine shechita, the chomesh psulim of shechita, dine shechita, all the psulim that's only got behalte b'achila. Yeah, but the time than avela. Even the shchit, like Lashon HaMakreis, the shchit the guru is enough. Samela, that's the side of Rashid. The Samela, it's not shver from Hichle Mi Basra.
Isn't Hichle Basra
Lalacha? Say it, Rabbi. So
he said Rabbi Kiva was Chazar
Bo. So the Hichle Mi Basra only if you the Chazar of Kiva?
Why not?
No. Top. No. It's a bit of a dive. Okay, come in. Top. Akabanim, that we have a very base machlaikis. I mean, Mais Rishonim, not really machlaikis, Rishonim against Roshash. But saying that the Rishonim are chiddush in the Mishnah and Pshad. Yeah, with Pashad and the Mishnah, we're keeping Rishonim arguing about all four cases, right? That's why Rosh Hashanah says simply, read the Mishnah. Yeah? You read the Mishnah. Okay, what's going on over here? So that's what comes with his pshat. So the Rishonim are willing to slice, to cut up the Mishnah and say, no, he's only going in the last case. In pshat, the Rishonim is the Chiddush over here, not the Rosh Hashanah. In pshat, the Mishnah, right? So, and then after me will be by two sima, by two. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, by two. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. Kol shenifshlo b'shridasa. Nevela, kol shechitasa kiroi b'davracha garmla lipasal treifa. If the psul neshechita, so it's a nevela. And the time in the nevela, if the psul desired to get psul, not neshechita itself, then it's you can't eat it because it's treifa, but it doesn't have tumas nevela. Says the Mishnah v'vahay the bar b'kiva at the end was chayiz. Says the Gemara. Shaka Zabeshev. Mahoidler Kiva. Mahoidler Kiva. Raminu. Ramini. Elu Treifas Vibahain. First Mishnah Elu Treifas. Mahoidler Zabeshev. Upsukas Hagar Geras. Says Rash. Mahoidler Zabeshev. Alma Treifahi. Vlab Nevela. Alma treifa he v'lab neveila. Mishnah's treifa. Chivin lechazah b'yer b'kiva. Hahid le'el treifa is money. Mishnah says it's a treifa. That means it's not a neveila. It's not a neveila. And Mishnah says the kumas haveshet b'sukas hagageres. So the truth of the matter is. This is a big problem, right? What's Gemara's kasha? According to the Rishonim, yeah. The Gemara is asking from Sukkah Zegeres. According to Rishayim, the Gemara says what? The Gemara's kash is the Maida Rekiva and B'Seif. At the end of the day, Rekiva is Maida. Nachi. What's the Gemara saying? Yeah? Rishayim and Rabbi say, no. Vashlof Mezachda. What's he play last night? What's the matter? Yeah?
Okay.
You also woke up late. So. No?
Can I repeat the question?
I never fully asked the question yet. I'm waiting for everyone else to ask the question. We just went through a number of Rishayim, they explained the mission, they explained Machlokes, Rishayim, and Rekiva, talking about which case?
The last
case, which is Chalabah, yes.
Oh, man.
yeah, but in the Reish of the Mishnah? What? The Reish of the Mishnah, what does Rekiva hold? Even before the Chazara? Mm-hmm. It's
Treifah.
So the Mara, now, bearing that in mind, let's read the Gemara.
Only to the last case, and bring up a thing from
Shachat, Ashtabashet, Vachulu, Vahaydelar Bekiva, Raminu, Eilu Chafes, Vibahema, Vakuvas Habashet, the Psuz Agaris, says Rashi, Alma Trefi. The lab nevel the chiva the chazabar b'kiva hidel treifis money. Why are we only asking on the fact that Rekiva was ma'ida? It's mash from the Gemara. Had Rekiva not been ma'ida, Rekiva held strong, we wouldn't have any problem with the Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah goes like a Rekiva. What? Someone said something. Yeah. But according to the Rishayim, the Meiri, the Mekiyasev, the Rimul Nil, the Mishnah, the Rav Kiva and Rishayim are only talking about the Seifa. And the Reisha of Mekuvas Psukas Agaris and the Veshet, yeah, Mekuvas Veshet or Psukas Veshet, whatever it is, yeah, was never Havimina. That according to Kiva, it's not an Avela. So why are we only asking? The Gemara should ask according to everybody. We even bought it before the Chazara. The Gemara clearly is only asking because of Chazara. Read the Gemara. The Gemara is only asking because of Kiva was Maida. The Rashi so eloquently explains to us that we have a problem. If Kiva was Maida, Bishlam, if he wasn't Maida, it's not Shreya. The mission in El Trevis goes to Reb Kiva. But Hank Reb Kiva was Maida. What does Hank mean, Moshe? What? Today. Literally, today, meaning now, yes. But literally means Hank means today. But Hank Reb Kiva was Maida. Now we have a problem. Who's the mission to go away? Yeah? Well, Fidis were shining. Yes? Even if Rekiva wasn't Chayzer, we'd have the same problem. Because even if Rekiva wasn't Chayzer, he was Maida, then the Kuvas Avesh and Psuz Agaris is Nevela, not Treifa. You hear the Kasha Gavi? What? You hear it real or? Yeah, okay. So the Shechita Schulin asks his Kasha. Sarach Ian Tuva. It's a Pelda Kasha, yeah? Mahadi Zabambe, yeah? Oh, 1 second, no. He asks Pung the Gemara later, but the point is the same. I'm asking it right in the beginning of the Gemara, he's asking it in the end, whatever. So, he came aboard the head of Kiva Polig. He's asking the Gemara's tariffs later, but. Same point. The head of Kiva Pola Gamal above the Reisha. The Pasa Gareb, Shavu the Veris. It's Tzarchin. one second. I'm saying all this wasn't Shver Al Pi Rosh Hash, but that their kivus dafka v'yishach the one simon, yishach the one simon. So then that we kivus to my even the ratio. Okay, but we said we're not going to share not like that. We're not going to share that. That's even a both simon. Yeah, it doesn't really have a tarot. It doesn't really have a tarot. No, it's a crazy question. Old Rishonim didn't talk about it. And even there's one terrace like that in Maskana, but we don't need that, right? Gemara has kasha. V'hoid l'r b'kivik. Gemara is only asking kasha based on things. This would be right to the Rosh Hash. The best Gemara, the b'kivik is talking about both the whole Mishnah, yeah. And Kiva in half minute said, "I'm sorry, Kiva in half minute said that it's." That's true. And then he said, then that would have been good. Yeah. You should have to want Simon to say that, but there's a Kubas of Asher over here. That's true. But fine. And Meskana, no, it's the Vela. So then we said, and Meskana, who's the Mishnah going on? I know the Mishnah. Shtaka right to Rosh Hash. But man, I don't do all the Rosh Hash. How do I learn the Gemara? Did I see faces, Mahal? What? Sorry, faces? So let's start faces. From Taimar. I'm going to let you hear this by Vayma. So it's a Geras. From Taimar, need an Avela Hava. Maybe the Oilam will tell you that it's an Avela. Okiva says, it's Maida, Maskanis, Agamar, it's all, it's an Avela. Taisa says that what's the kasha? When the Mishnah says Eilu Treifus, yeah, it's not a steer to our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? It's an Avela. Say it. Kamazel Tanachidacha. Maybe it's a Treif and an Avela. Voshi is. Why can't it be both? What? What?
I didn't just say.
Wait. See, that's a new kasha. Oh my. God, what do you mean? What's he talking about? Right? Right. So, Teresa's saying, should we both? I'm Chalisa. Yeah? So look at the Rambam Taka. We haven't shown me right before she had Rambam. What? Oh, that's right, Pneya only. I said, we didn't say. Only by Pneya. We're saying. What? He's only by Pneya. Pneya, the Hampshire Pneya, you're right, sorry. Hampshire Pneya, okay, we're going to do the Pneya's. Oh, do you want it? No, I'm saying, because the parrots. I'll be my boat. Great. Again, reverse. Yeah, Tais had Akasha. Davi. Maybe it's both true. Armish says Avela. There's a trave. It's both. It starts out as a trave. Then
Then it becomes a nevela, and it's both. If it's a trefa and it's a nevela. Yeah? And he brings a raya for Gemara later. Maybe we'll take a look at, we'll see the Gemara a little bit for a second. But, so the Torah is saying it should be both chal. Forget about his raya for a second. So, and later he talks about the guy by Behemoth Tameya. Oh, so the question is, I ain't is a chal iser. I ain't is a chal iser. Why don't we say the is a nevela? Is not how can this be the chal nisah treifa? That's the kash. Oh. The shaila is for chayr. I was thinking that maybe it's iser moisif. Maybe it's iser moisif. What? Yes, because Tais is assuming in his kasha that isn't that iser nevel is chal nisah treifa. When the Tais is assuming this is a treif is chal, is an avail is chal is a treifa. So the kasha that screams is ain is a chal, ain is a chal iser. That's the kasha that screams. He only whispered the kasha. The kasha should be screaming.
You shech the
treif is nice with
the
avail.
You shech the treif.
It's no tumas nevela. No tumas nevela. No tumas nevela. No tumas nevela. What is he? What is he saying
now?
I'm not exactly sure. With that hakdama, okay. With that hakdama, he won't get screamed at if he says something really stupid. He was knocked, okay. Yeah, no. Protective. What?
You have certain facts that make the
trefa,
certain things
make it
available. And over here,
it's
just saying, so happens to me, it's a trefa and available.
So
what
happens to me? The Israel was closed first.
Right, and then after.
Okay, so generally speaking, once an Israel is chal, another Israel can't be chal in it, ain't Israel chal is. That's the concept. Again, every ain't Israel chal is, something happened that there should be a second Israel. First you had one Israel, and something happened that there should be another Israel. You say Israel chal is. Every case in Israel is something happened that there should be a second Isser, and yet we say that's the call, ain't Isser Chalis.
Even though it should be
the
Pelagis, you can turn the Trefa,
that's right, the Isser Trefas does not allow for the Isser Nevel to be Chal. Okay?
It's a much bigger question if you ask asking the Gemara.
What?
It's not a much bigger question on the Gemara about the Nine.
Well, Trefas is Kedem Mashma. Okay? Then he doesn't say it's a perishing gemara, it's a mashma. So we'll see the gemara and see if it's mucha. But what? Tais is mashma. In Tais is moed, it's not a perishing gemara. It's a perishing Tais, though. Okay, so that's cash Tais. Oh, so I was thinking, yeah, and maybe because it's a tumma. There's a thing called Isser Maisa. Okay? When it comes to saying it's chal Isser, there are three potential exceptions. One is Issa Kailal, one is Issa Maisif, and one is Issa Vasachas. Okay? Issa Vasachas is easy. The two Isur, Machal, simultaneously, then there's no Dinaman Ischal Isser. And Ischal Isser is one Isser Ischal, and it's already Isser. Now there's a new Sibas Isser, that new Isser should be Chal. We say Ischal Isser. But if Ischal Vasachas, then we say Ischal Isser. There's a thing called Issa Kailal, and a thing called Isser Maisa. And that's subject to debate, and Mechlag is Tanayim about it. But just quickly, what is this Isser Kailal? What is Isser Maisa? Isser Kailal is when more, in the second Isser, in both of them, the second Isser is more inclusive than the first Isser. The idea of Isser Kailal and Isser Maisa, if the second Isser is more inclusive than the first Isser, then we say that the rule of Ein Ischal Isser doesn't necessarily apply. So Kailal is, Isser Kailal means when more objects become Aser. Okay? Isser Maisiv is that more people become Aser to this thing. Let me give you a dogma. Okay? You have Isser Achais Isha and Isser Eishas Ish. Okay? Let's say Reuven's married to Rachel, so Leah is also to him, mitam, Achayis Ishtai, his wife's sister. Okay. Then what happens? She goes ahead and gets married. Mazel. So now there's an issur. She was already awesome with Tam Achayis Ishtai, and now there's a new issur called Eishes Ish that wants to be chal. So the issur Eishes Ish is more inclusive than issur Achayis Ishtai. The Chayis Ishtai, she's only also to him, not to the rest of the belt. She's also to the whole belt. Okay? So that means more people become Aser to her. Okay? She becomes Aser to more people. That's Maisiv. The second is Eshes Ish over Chayis Ishtai is Maisiv. Because she becomes Aser to more people. The opposite, let's say she was married, and then you married her sister. Leah was married to Yankel. Yeah, and then Reuven marries Rachel, his sister. So she was already Aser to him. I'll say she was ready. Leah was Aser to Reuven, I'll say she's Ish. Now he marries her sister. So now, where the Chayis Ishtai can be chal on Eishes Ish. So that's Kailo. Why?
This one is
Kailo. Why is it Kailo? I mean, why is it more inclusive? Why is the Isra of Chayis Ishtai add more to this Eishes Ish? Because, let's say, Leia had five other sisters, Shprinza, Dvasha, Henya, Bechulu, yeah? And therefore, more women become Aser. So the Isra of Chayis Ishtai is more inclusive than Eishes Ish. Okay? So that's Kail and Maisiv. Kail is when more objects become Aser, and Maisiv, in this case, means it becomes Aser to more people. So over here, the Issa Nevela, is more inclusive than the Issa of Trefa. That besides Issa Achila, it also adds Issa Tumma. Okay? Oh, so that's the Shaila. Is that enough to make it Mice? No, the second Issa is adding more things. It's adding more Yisurim. Okay? So that may be one Teretz. Why this Tumah, the Isser Nevela, Isser Achilas Nevela, Bichal, on Isser of Trefa, because it's Maisiv Tumah. We'll come back to this tomorrow.
Isser calls only when she has more sisters, or if she didn't have more sisters.
She didn't have any more sisters.
Specific to the case.
In that case. There are other cases of Maisiv. More things come up. Now, that Chayis Ishtai, in that example, it's not Kav
Shem. Here it's
Maisiv, not Kail. Yes. Because in the second Isser, as more Isser. That's diamond to more people than Kav Shem. Yossi, is this yours?
So this is Emma Zavua.